Merlin someday, and games don't come much bigger than Arsenal against Chelsea.
This is Alan Greed at the Emirates Stadium, the venue for your commentary later, Arsenal against Chelsea. Arsenal clearly contenders for this season's title. By Chelsea. It's astonishing, though, but true, Chelsea are 27 points worse off than they were at this stage last season. However, they're on the game against Arsenal. Another test for the Gunners.
The Emirates followed by all the reactions today in the Premier League in the final hour. Also today, the Gunners
and the Liga. I wish I had been
Welcome to you, to the Emirates in North London. The floodlights are on.
Grey sky. I think there's a little bit of mizzle in the air as well.
The ball is sticking. him to fall asleep as he gives it to Campbell.
The listeners on the World Service has had one we described as a half chance. I was saying that maybe he's a little bit more than that.
Yeah, but he's more short of him. Well, he gets to the he chips in with the odd goal, but maybe it is home to Giroud on his left foot. I'd have said it's a good chance. The fact that it fell to Campbell.
Also, you know, psychologically, I imagine that, you know, what Sanchez is going to play, which he's not going to play, and Campbell will know in his heart of hearts. If Sanchez has been safe, he'd have been on the bench.
Yeah, probably the worst. But again, Campbell played quite a lot of late, hasn't he? He's done ever so well on this right-hand side. Got quick, good ability.
Out of play again on the halfway line.
Interestingly, by the way, John, in terms of Terry, Zuma and Corvo,
who started most for Chelsea this season? The answer is Zuma.
26 starts for Zuma this season, 25 for Terry, and 19 for Corvo. And Zuma and Terry, as I say, seem to be the chosen pair at the moment for Group Higgins. I imagine that Roy Hodgson, who is really over here, Park, so I would imagine that he will be here as vice-captain, yeah. Only on the substitute bench again.
Yeah, 5 goals as well done in the last 2 games, you know, 2 for West Brom and 3 against Everton.
Yeah. But Arsenal have won their last 2 matches in the Premier League. Here's Michel. Got a left foot forward.
For the left hand side.
Right behind Ramsey, who has a real good one. Whenever he's on the ball, he's so comfortable in possession. He's an absolute joy to watch. Everything he does, he looks so composed. The weight of the pass. He's some player.
Yeah, I know today he's on his game this season. Didn't play it, still had a foot in goal.
Here's Fabregas taking it on towards the edge of the area. The bearded Fabregas plays it out to the clip on the left hand side. He's all right, and then he's got a cross. Well, that goal is a better cross. The ball is going to be a great shot. He was able to, almost like glue on his glove, to stop it and gather it at the second of the center.
Two opportunities for Rudy. And this one is really well. It's a deep ball into the box. He missed the half of his first one. It falls to him, and he hits it straight at Petr Cech.
Chelsea coming again with Fabregas edge of the area.
That was a nice move.
The last one, this one, breaks down with Oscar, but he tigerishly wins it back. Well done, Oscar. And to his fellow Brazilian, Willian now on the right-hand side. Willian, Walcott is there with him. And then Willian misplaces the pass, and Arsenal could be away on the counter-attack. Ozil skips around Mikel. Ozil out towards the left-hand side, still inside his own half. But he's Chelsea played away down the right-hand side to Oscar. Koscielny slides in and then gets it away at the second attempt, but doesn't put it out of court. Now, Willian, step over for him, ball across to the near post, and stayed at Mertesacker. He steps it and clear. Breathless stuff, John. And Walcott now is away from Mikel. Walcott up and running through the middle, but then checks back, gives it to Giroud, who's just to his left. Giroud now, 35 yards out, shoots, but
wildly wide. Got underneath it really, and it was wide and high by 4 or 5 yards.
The players are not too fussed about that. They can get a breather, John, as end-to-end. First one is Williams. Also, 35 yards out, blazes it over Courtois' goal.
So Arsenal 0, Chelsea 0. Here at the Emirates on 5 Live, and the World Service just beginning to get dark. Arsenal now 3 points behind the leaders, Leicester City, and level on points with Manchester City. Remember the game on the Monday before Christmas when Arsenal won against Manchester City. We established a 4-point lead over Manchester City. But then, now here we are in the middle of January. Heads it forward. I'm sure they'll be watching this in the
against the Stoke, yeah. Stoke after this one.
a second lap. So the penalty appeal, nothing given. Williams slips it through. Costa's in, on his way, on motorcycle. He slides in and takes him out. Costa would have been through there. Three on goal. And Mark Plattenberg is thinking about this. He's thinking, but he's produced the red card. Mertesacker is off. Big blow for Arsenal. Arsene Wenger is furious here. Comes out and runs straight for John Moss, the fourth official. But Arsenal, in the 18th minute, reduced to 10 men. Mertesacker off, having brought down Diego Costa. So I'm just watching it again here. Tony Adams. Costa makes a great run in behind Mertesacker. And he's still, no complaints for me. Diego Costa takes his touch ahead of Mertesacker and he brings him down. He brings him down. Costa was clean through on goal, so no complaints. Red card, disappointing for Arsenal. But it's Mertesacker's inability to mark properly which left Costa running behind the initial and let the initial run. It's Costa and he's got a red card for it. And, quite simply, his lack of pace as well. His lack of pace, and Costa's not that quick either, John, over long distances, but he's got the run on Mertesacker. No complaints from his Mertesacker. Knew he didn't have the pace, so therefore felt he had to make that tackle. Here's Willian then with the free kick. In it goes. Check comes out the punch, but there's a flag up on the far side. And in any case, I think Chet has clattered Terry. And he's grimacing John Terry as Petacek holds him to his feet. But it takes more than a clattering from Petacek to bring down John Terry. And back he goes into position.
We're just watching it again. And by the letter of the law, if your last man, which Mertesacker is, if Diego Costa is clean through and he's taken out, then it's a sending off. And that's why I don't think Arsenal will have any complaints. When they see it again, Arsene Wenger's been remonstrating in the technical area.
Well, Arsenal obviously will have to make a change now. And it's Gabriel who's going to come on. Remember, Gabriel and Costa were the pair most heavily involved in the trouble at Stamford Bridge when the sides met in September. But I think it's a serious loss, Mertesacker, for everything that he brings to the team. And in actual fact, in that game in September, Mertesacker was injured and didn't play in that match.
It is a big loss. You just wonder who now, what will he do? Will he maybe bring Campbell off and go to
nil-nil it is, but Arsenal down to 10 men as Bellerin heads the ball back to Petacek. Moment, it is Flamini who's alongside Koscielny in central defence. So Arsenal, as soon as the ball goes out of play, Arsenal need to make this change and bring Gabriel on. Campbell is being held by Oscar Laqueta, and it's a free kick to Arsenal here on the right-hand side. And I think the number of the Arsenal fans are pointing out that it's not Oscar Laqueta's first defence. So here's the change.
It's Giroud.
Is that correct? Yes, it is. Well, interesting. Well, Giroud hates the decision, and so do a lot of the Arsenal fans.
Arsenal fans in their business are standing up to our left in front of us with their arms apart.
As if to say to Arsene Wenger, why? Why Giroud?
Why would have thought it was Campbell? Or play Giroud up top on his own?
Very, very surprised at that one. So off he comes. Giroud is really unhappy about that. He runs straight past Arsene Wenger. They don't give one another a second look. And so Giroud is off. Big decision. Big decision. 0-0. Urkel plays the free kick in. But the flag's up here as well. Courtois has caught it. And he's got it safely, but it would have been a free kick anyway. Have you broken the television again?
Oh, yeah, we've just gone off. Yeah, we go off.
You were pressing the television.
No, yeah, it's off, so we're trying to get it back on.
It's the second time we've broken that.
Then you're kicking them away under the table, that's what it is.
Here's William now, on the right-hand side. Crosses the ball right across the penalty area. Now the 10 men, right decision by Mark Plattenberg. Much more theatrical than yesterday. Matt is breaking across, clicked by Costa, pitching right across the penalty area to Ivanovic. still down to 10 men, a 1-0 down, and it's Diego Costa, perfect enemy number one, who makes it Arsenal 0, Chelsea 1.
That's a great goal from Diego Costa, typical centre-forward goal. Ivanovic in.
Ball comes to Ivanovic.
Hits it in first time. Costa in between two defenders, and he gets it first on the near post. Makes good contact with the ball, deep header check on his near post. Good run from the striker, and a good finish.
It's going into half-time now with Alan Green.
Right. I can revise my pre-match forecast, which I thought it was going to be 1-1. Chelsea are in control of this game. Not that the man is actually taking the more threatening game. The substitution of Giroud I find absolutely inexplicable. Anyway, here's our kick-off, giving the ball forward. Walcott in the central role now for Arsenal. Down to 10 men after the sending off of Mertesacker, which is completely justified. The free kick now to Chelsea inside the center circle. It's a far by Flamini on Fabregas. Miguel takes it, just taps it to Willian, and Willian forward just towards the goal scorer, Costa. But it's intercepted by Monreal. And Flamini plays it out to the back guy, Gabriel. A goal down after a quarter of the game, a man down after 18 minutes. Chelsea fans singing, who blame them? It's only in the centre circle, over the halfway line, moving slowly, broken movement. There's not much ahead of him, but it's played to Bellerin in the right. That was a good pass. Bellerin's cross onto the forehead of his head. On his right hand side, gets across him and is headed out for an Arsenal corner. So also ridiculous
in his corner. Goes over to take a corner from the Arsenal, that's in front of the Chelsea fans.
Easy headed away by Toby Mikel towards the halfway line. Arsenal regain possession. Play towards Walcott. Walcott left of him, pass it back. And where's the height? Well, Koscielny's available inside the penalty area. He'd come up for the original corner. The ball goes over, running in down the inside left channel. Deflection off that. And then the cross in by Monreal. And William, hard forward. William towards the halfway line. He was impeded there, but by the intervention of Ramsey, but Chelsea have the ball back. Drastic 8 minutes, John,
yeah.
For Arsenal. Can you see them getting a foothold in this game now?
Well, I could see them with the rules to get over the ball.
And they had a mountain to climb. They really do. Chelsea top in the game before they scored, and now they've got the goal and the extra man advantage. It's a big Arsenal for Arsenal.
In the last five league meetings with Chelsea. Hey, clever.
Disgusted.
I don't blame him. Arsenal with much to do, and John Morris, the fourth official, has taken some stick from Arsene Wenger. He's now taking stick from Steve Bowles. Wenger's got to find a solution here. But Chelsea deserve to be in top. I have no doubt about that. They've been the better side. Here's Fabregas. And Fabregas finds the goal scorer Costa. Andrew Ivanovic on the far side. Down at Chelsea right. He sprints forward. He's already halfway inside the Arsenal half. Flicks the ball to his right. To Willian. Back to Fabregas. Willian again. Level money. To Fabregas. Matic wants the ball played to him. And it's going to him via Willian. Matic puts it onto the left side to Aspilicueta. Back to Matic. Chelsea.
to wait around the penalty spot. And goodness gracious. Well, Bellerin should have cleared that, didn't he? And that might have been your second goal either.
Yeah, it was a good ball from
Dean with it on the back post. Barassi is going to head that clear, or he's going to head it out for the corner. The ball's across there. He just comes off his knee. No question, of course, that Arsenal are contenders for the league. The best last Sunday is Ivanovic on the far side. It's all Chelsea. He beat that pass well ahead of the Brazilian and it goes behind for a goal kick.
I always felt, Alan, that the phrases Arsenal have, the weak link they have is Mertesacker. And he showed it there. Because Costa has run up to the shoulder. He puts his side on. He says, no way to move where Costa is. He doesn't. He allows Costa to run in behind him. And then he makes a wild challenge to try and get the ball, bringing Costa down. And for me, you know, Mertesacker has got a mistake in him. He lacks pace. And he's passed Arsenal early on in this game. Whether they can come back into it, you know, time will tell, but they've got a big Arsenal to settle in. They're so not comfortable. Back to the chair. Anthony Ivanovic, who's standing on the halfway line. As he right, played into the centre circle. Gabriel, who's had to come on as a substitute after the red card. The surprise was that it was Giroud who was taken off. He's only going to mass a goal this season, so you take off your goal scorer. Makes sense, doesn't it? No, it doesn't.
Well, the reaction said it all.
Matic to Costa, fairly tackled, and here's Ozil. Ozil looked quite inventive in the opening exchanges of the game, but there wasn't any penetration, any threat towards Courtois' goal. Now Monreal on the far side, back to Ramsey. This is here at the Emirates Stadium. Arsenal 0, Chelsea 1. It's towards Campbell. Campbell didn't control it. It's forward by Oscar over the halfway line. And now they get the very presence of Costa. Gabriel and Gabriel. This picks his centre pass upfield. It's a straight out of play for Chelsea. All Chelsea.
Gabriel's come on, you know, in cold. Into a game, this might be changed this time. You know, he has to adapt quickly, he has to pick up the pace of the game immediately, which is always difficult.
The way Chelsea are playing, they're not frantic in any position, they're just passing the ball slowly, keeping their position. This is a bit of easy Chelsea that we were accustomed to last week. It's into Fabregas, into William, into lots of touches. Look at the Arsenal penalty here, into it, should flow, blocked by the defender. Appeals for a handball, but it's never going to be given, even the war handball. Into Walcott. And we've got Campbell in the middle for Arsenal now. But does he look a threat up against Terry and Zouma? Arsenal are right in that Chelsea defence at the moment. Here's Ramsey once more. Inside left channel for Arsenal. 12 minutes to half time. Arsenal trail Chelsea 1-0 and they've had Mertesacker sent off. Into Campbell. And Campbell full forward. Took a deflection. He decided it's fair enough, and great figure from Williams. The fullback, Bellerin, did enough on this occasion, and he headed it.
He did it on his left, but he caught it very well that time. However, Arsenal have to win the game. Manchester City on goal difference. If they lose it, they'll stay in third place. They're on the attack now. It's with Ozil. Just to the left, they're crossing Colombia. Inside. And now Ramsey spins. Chelsea got everybody by Costa back. The ball's on the far side with Monreal. Monreal approaching near to the penalty. Plays it in low. Hits Ivanovic and is behind the ball. Monreal just can't quite spot him. Still gets a corner for his team. Ozil jogging over. Taking his time.
To the corner, he's been red carded.
So it's Gabriel and Szczęsny.
The corner was tapped short. Back it goes to Ozil again. On to Walcott. Walcott slips it infield. And that's back towards Walcott. Walcott plays it across the center goal.
Great play from Walcott. Takes a short corner with Ozil. So lively. Played in from Monreal. Hits it for a time.
Other than the Campbell shot very, very early on,
yeah.
which came to nothing in the end, yeah.
10 minutes for a half time.
No, it goes to Oscar. That was enough to put off the Brazilian.
And now Ramsey plays it to the near side and Deller in the right fullback. Deller in.
He's in position for Arsenal at the moment.
The play back by Campbell to Ozil. And only Walcott to aim for it. He's going to play the ball in the air.
Well, wide of goal.
Mike Fischler will be sitting down there, looking at the 35 minutes gone, thinking, I'm not a bit of risky.
I think I made the wrong decision here.
The way the game is now progressing, because Arsenal have no outdoor points, they don't have an outdoor, they've left a release, a midfield player now to join in to make the numbers further up the pitch. And that brings us to the
next one. And that's on like this, John.
Into the hands of John Terry. It's made for Chelsea, this. I mean, you can imagine if Mourinho was in charge today, he would love this scenario. He'd just stifle Arsenal to death.
And he's not doing a bad job.
Of that anyway. There's Captain Terry to his left, and his play to Terry. And it goes
to Costa.
That's the side by Gabriel. And I think Mark Clattenburg wants a word with Gabriel.
Just good play. Good play from the striker.
The referee's under word with Gabriel, but Costa
just enables them to have a breather. Settle.
They're in control, they're in possession.
And it's what we were talking about before the game started, you know. His very presence,
Costa,
it terrorizes defenders. Into the challenge,
he
was into the back of the Spaniard, he's
going to
get a yellow card.
He's going to be critical from a defensive point of view. Murta Saka wasn't, he let him go, couldn't see where he was.
But from a striker's point of view, it's a sort of clever run as well from Diego Costa.
The 10 men of Arsenal trail, the 11 men of Chelsea by a goal to nil. And here's Costa. To Costa. And the ball squirts back to Mikel. There's a little collision there between, I think it was Ramsey and Costa. Chelsea still have the ball on the far side. It's with William down the right, playing it back to Ivanovic. Ivanovic delayed the cross, and instead he was looking for a 1-2. It came off that. Fell to Oscar. Oscar tried to set the ball over Ramsey, and immediately appealed that Ramsey had handballed. So Arsenal bring it away. In the right fullback. On to Campbell. Right. Campbell's in a central position. Walk up on the far side. Campbell is outside the corner. He plays it into Ozil. On to Ramsey.
Williams made a challenge. Now straight into Walcott again. He's offside. They may be aging.
Chelsea defence, but they've got them now.
Absolutely, and I think a couple of times already in this game they've held that line. They've been disciplined in terms of a back four. No one's keeping an easy right side. Rapid, quick times his run. They've caught him twice offside in the last 5 minutes.
6 minutes to half time here on Five Live of the World Service on the BBC.
Arsenal, Chelsea 1. Earlier at Goodison Park, it finished Everton 1, Swansea 2.
Here's Gabriel, the substitute for Arsenal.
Here on, after Medesaka was sent off. This is a good run forward now by Stellar in the right fullback.
Approaching each Chelsea penalty, but a little bit of looser to get back, including Matic. Matic clears.
Oscar's a little
looser. Allows the ball to run to Ozil. And Ozil turning one way, then the other.
And then he's beaten by the sharper challenge of Oscar.
You don't say that very often.
Now it's on to Fabregas. Oscar available. Fabregas laying it into Williams. Williams on to Matic. The pass wasn't great. Forcing Matic wide on the far side. That's the Chelsea right. But Matic still has the ball. Now he plays it back to Mikel. On to Azpilicueta. Mikel once more. A second Chelsea goal here will finish off Arsenal.
Chelsea don't have to chase the second either. It's Arsenal now that have to do the chasing.
Arsenal have to now do the chasing. We just need to see what happens at half time, whether he'll bring
a straight swap for Campbell. You know, if I had
Arsene Wenger's phone number,
I'd just send a quick text message.
Why is
your I can't tell you about Mertesacker.
Okay, the first thing said, you've got to bring on a defender to cope with that. Even great managers make mistakes. And I just think he's sitting there thinking, I think the right decision is. And I'm talking in the last 25 minutes where Chelsea have had a serious foothold of this game.
It's with Gabriel. And he's just a few yards outside his own penalty there. On to Koscielny, his fellow central defender. And Koscielny is now in the centre circle and over the halfway line. On to Ozil. Ozil taps it back lazily.
That's the sort of worst aspect of the Germans' play. Now, Russell Campbell trying to touch a jack. It's Williams on the far side. Costa says, give it to me. Costa collects it. Into the penalty. Drives it in towards the near post. And it's pushed behind by Czech for a corner.
Good play again from Chelsea. It's Williams. This time he breaks. Gets it before Koscielny. A good touch from Costa. Puts him into the box. And he hits it across the goal.
Too powerful for Czech. Just a parry out for the corner.
Which Williams will take on the right side. Arsenal,
a man down, trail 1-0.
There's the ball in, Ivanovic for a header on. Punched away by Czech. Now Wilson,
he searched through for Arsenal.
He finds Ozil, back towards Walcott, but Oscar was back. For the safety of the far side, they took out the play for Arsenal. Rowe goes back. That's to Ramsey, and now it's just Stanley, and on to the near side, and Bellerin, Campbell, he's been very quiet, Campbell checks inside the challenge of Oscar, Kilgoy, and then, well, he's in a good position, he had two colleagues to aim at, he passed poorly, and now after it was hugely cleared by Chelsea, it was Chelsea free kick. And then he gives the foul away, in Chelsea's defensive third. When Arsenal are putting pressure on, giving fouls away, just left the rest. The ball is with Oscar on his near side of the field.
A couple of minutes left in the first half.
Driven forward towards Costa. Gabriel rushing to get back.
They'll need help from Koscielny.
That's his right. Costa plays it back to Oscar. There's no Chelsea player in fact manager for the moment. Fabregas. And Williams. Williams coming from the right side.
And then it's back to Azpilicueta. Wide again.
Fabregas. Chelsea, unhurried, untroubled by Arsenal. The team that so many people will feel
will win the title this year.
Well, they haven't played like champions today.
On to Azpilicueta.
And then also, driving to the left touchline. Back to Matic.
And Matic shoots it,
swings it to Mikel. To Fabregas. Fabregas can't read. And Williams just comes over by Koscielny.
White number 17 on the back of his red shirt. Chelsea takes the corner.
gets it back. Closing in the area to Matic. Matic has a lay back to the edge of the box, but it was intercepted and cleared away by
from the BBC. William
now passes it towards Matic, who's up on the
Marshall is as far, 10 minutes into the struggle.
Chelsea's defence yet. Courtois, nowhere near tested enough.
I think it's off the left. There's Griffin there as well. And it's another point. Yet another point, which is taking shot right here. And it's because of the head of the
report. Голубого часто
остается. Nine men in the goalkeeper. Sanchez waiting to come on his haunches.
Я веселюсь.